I'm sharing from Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 16. And my title is Peter Freed from Prison. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After arresting him, they put him in prison, handing over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to the trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloth around you and follow me." And the angel told him, Peter followed him out of prison, but he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When he had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord had sent the angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod's clutches and from the expectations of the Jewish people were anticipating." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the entrance, and the servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was overjoyed, and she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Then Peter motioned his hand to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the brothers about this," he said, and then left for another place. This time, the Gentiles had just received the word of God, and many believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Herod was not happy, I think, about the situation. And so he's arrested people that were going to church or church people with the view of persecuting them. And obviously, an intention was for them to stop spreading the word of God. And so he arrested someone, with the obvious intention of stopping them from spreading the word of God. And his intention was to persecute them. And persecution can come, even during our time today, in different forms. I remember when we got born again, we were all changed, that we were mocked as we walked the streets, that these born-agains, that became our new name, we were all called born-agains. And some people would come with challenges to our lives. Some of us were given like 2 months to come back to your old life. And I remember some young men who got beaten by their parents because they've come to know Jesus Christ. And it was an unbelievable situation, many of people's lives or children's lives. But Paul warns us also in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11, that says, "Those who want to lead a Christian, a holy life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." So this persecution can come in many ways. Sometimes can be mocked I could remember some were being mocked. Some faced challenges. I remember a chap from a certain sect of church came to me, my workplace, and challenged me that says, who answers prayers? Either you, Jesus, or my God. And then I said, look, it's the wrong place, but I believe and understand that Jesus answers prayer. And so our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ is not in vain. That's why many people oppose it, because it brings change in their lives, in our lives. Like the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. In Corinthians, we are told that if a man believes in Christ Jesus, a new creation, things have gone, are passed away, behold, the new has come. So the dramatic change of life, which many people oppose, I think cannot happen, but it's very, very possible. It happens, and it has happened. And so Peter was sent in jail, and this was a time of dire distress, for impending doom for Peter. But it was not so in the eyes of God. Though Peter was a man in chains, bound and guarded by soldiers, but in the eyes of God, Peter was a free man. And the Bible tells that the church earnestly was praying for Peter. And we know that the role of the church, like we've been taught even here, is to get concerned for one another, love one another, pray for each other, help each other in many situations. And the Bible has told us, Ephesians 6:18, that pray for one another. The book of Thessalonians, 1 chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible also encourages to pray earnestly or pray without ceasing. And so we see here the church began to pray for Peter, for his release. And I now believe that we belong to the church here where we come, although I hope Church Rhythm is our home base. This is our church. And we belong to the body of Christ Jesus. Despite me have different functions in the body, but we are one unit. You know, like we all know, like say the toy, because I'm not part of the body. Neither the eye would say that I'm not part of the body. The hands cannot say I'm not part of the body. All of us make a unit to make one body of Christ. That's why we get concerned. You know, probably notice if you hit your toe against the thing, it's the mouth that shouts. It's not the toy. Because we are one, you know, one unit. And so the church here demonstrated their love and dependence on God in this hard situation. And verse 7, we're told that Peter, the angel of God sent the angel to go to prison. And when the angel went into prison, they said the light shone. I was just thinking and wondering what had happened to the soldiers. Did they see the light? Or did they see the angel? Or did they get confused, not knowing what was happening? But all what the Bible tells us is that actually the angel told Peter to wake up. And all the things, the chains, he was bound by the chains with the soldiers, says all things on the wrists and the feet fell on their own. I don't know what was happening to the soldier next to Peter, but he said, wake up and follow me. And so Peter walked a free man despite the situation. I saw a post on TikTok. I'm not a very media person, but this day I did, and there was a girl who posted something on it. She had finished work, that's on 7th of September this year, here in England. She was going home, and she was going to a place to meet a friend, and said that she was going, a man was coming from the opposite direction. When he reached her, he just punched her in the face. And then he went to say, so what are you going to say? And the girl was trying to adjust herself. So she got off the jacket and pulled out the knife. And then the girl said, there's no chance here. She just started running where she was coming from. The man started chasing or running after her. She went through traffic trying to stop people, then just attract the attention of people. But no one did. Then she crossed the road, and then she saw a man standing. And she went to this man and said, was everything all right? said no. And the guy also managed to cross the road, who was chasing the girl. But when the guy saw this man, according to her description, that the man she ran to was much bigger than the chap was chasing her. So when he saw this man, he turned around and started running backward, where he came from. But the thing was, he had a knife. If one would have challenged him, despite being big. But the way that came to me was that God had showed up for that girl. And when she was going, she also testified, said, thank you, my mother and my family members who have been praying for my protection. So the thing is, God protection because of the prayers that were being made by other people. And somebody encouraged that if you're prompted to pray, please pray. You don't know who's at the other end of the rope. Probably they're on the last straw. So just pray. You don't know what God is going to do. But God will face in this situation, will come and manifest his power. Years ago, I read a book by Mel Terry entitled The Gentle Breeze of Jesus. These were missionaries who went evangelizing somewhere in Asia in villages where witchcraft was rife and the people could not allow them. But they went in anyway and preached. Some people believed, some didn't. And they could not help them to stay in the village. So they went out of the village and they decided to sleep under a tree. And they made a fire. In the night, the witches decided to go and attack them. And they went, but they could not. So the following, when they went back to the village, some of them, of the witches, believed and said, we came to attack you in the night. They said, yes, we are sleeping under a tree. They said, we could not reach you because there was a wall around you. That was a war built by the Lord just to prevent the witches, and the people went ahead and preached the gospel. I think that seemed to be impossible. The Bible says it's possible with God. And then Peter realized after he left the prison, he went to the house of prayer where Christians were gathered or church. People are gathered praying for him. And he also did realize that without a doubt, this was the hand of God to rescue him. I think the people were praying for Peter, must have been praying for Herod to spare Peter's life, I think. And then he went to the house of prayer just to testify. And when people came out of the house, they said it was so much big miracle that they could not believe. And he went in the night, and brother must have thought the security of the prison, it was not possible for anybody to escape. And there he was, Peter, and he testified to them what God had done for him. So in my conclusion, I'll just say, if you face a persecution, a situation that's hard, don't give up. God is on our side. And never doubt when you pray, despite how enormous the problem might be. Don't give up. We are children of God, the God of miracles. The answer will come, but God's way. God's the one who knows to answer, and to answer at the right time. And in his own perfect.